재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간. Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we take a look at our 기사 제목 for today. 오늘의 기사 제목은 78억 마리 꿀벌 실종 미스테리 인간 때문이다. 전문가 경고인데요. A mystery of 7.8 billion honeybees disappear. Experts warn it's because of humans. 역시나 또 인간의 탓이 크군요. Let's take a listen at our news article today.
Last week, 농림축산식품부에 따르면 지난 겨울에만 국내에서 월동 중인 사육 꿀벌 약 78억 마리가 폐사 피해를 입었습니다. 전체 사육 꿀벌의 16%가 넘는 수준인데요. 미국에서 2006년 처음 보고된 꿀벌 분집붕괴 현상이 동남미, 유럽에 이어 한국에서도 나타난 것입니다. 유엔 식량농업기구에 따르면 인간이 먹기 위해 기르는 작물종의 약 75%가 꿀벌이나 나비 같은 화분 매개 동물의 수분에 의존합니다. 사과, 수박, 자두 등 과일 대부분이 여기에 해당합니다. 기후온난화의 영향도 큰 걸로 입증됐습니다. 전문가는 꿀벌은 겨울을 나기 위해 봉구를 형성한다. 뭉쳐서 온도를 높이고 움직임을 줄이는 것이라며 그런데 갑자기 기온이 올라가면 봉구가 깨진다. 여왕벌이 알을 낳기 시작하고 일벌이 먹이를 가지러 나간다. 그러다가 다시 추워지면 얼어 죽게 되는 것이라고 했습니다. 한국 남부 지역에서 먼저 꿀벌 실종 현상이 보고된 것도 이 때문입니다. 그는 꿀벌의 생존 가능성을 높이기 위해 다양성이 확보돼야 한다고 강조했습니다. 녹지 공간이나 산지에 피나무, 온나무와 같은 밀원 식물을 더 심어 꿀벌이 자연에서 꿀을 채취할 수 있게 만들어야 한다며 그래야 꿀벌의 수가 늘어나고 면역력도 높아질 수 있다고 합니다. 또 꿀벌의 세계적인 계통을 확보해 유전자은행이나 육종연구소를 만들 필요가 있다고 덧붙였습니다.
Interesting news. How can 7.8 billion honeybees just disappear? Let's take a look at some key terms first here. So, 월동 중인 사육 꿀벌 약 78억 마리가 폐사 피해를 입었다고 하는데요. So here, 월동 is hibernation, to hibernate. So this is a Chinese character term of 겨울잠이라고 하죠. To hibernate, winter sleep, so to say, which can be translated into winter sleep in pure Korean. Since the Korean language switches around from Chinese to Korean, it is quite helpful to know both. 월동 또는 겨울잠 means hibernate, hibernation. And so 폐사 is to fall dead. So this term is used mostly on the death of animals or fish, but they don't usually, you know, use this term when we talk about people who die. It's not used for humans. And so 수분 here is pollination. Don't get confused with moisture, you know, 수분 or water. Although frequency of usage is very limited. In this context, 수분 means pollination. 봉구가 있는데요. 갑자기 기온이 올라가면 봉구가 깨진다고 합니다. I guess you can call it a bee ball. You know, you wouldn't really see this term unless you get to go to the honey industry. But nevertheless, it's a hive that is a sphere shaped where bees gather to live. And so, 다양성을 확보하다라고 하는데요. 이제 그는 꿀벌의 생존 가능성을 높이기 위해 다양성이 확보돼야 한다고 강조했다고 합니다. And so 다양성 means to secure diversity. 확보하다 means to secure. And so we're hoping to secure the diversity. 채취 means to collect. 꿀을 채취하다 means to collect honey. And 면역력 is immunity. We might hear of this term quite often, actually. Literal translation would be closer to immune power, but basically means your immunity. Well, let's take a look at the full translation of the article. According to the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs on April 7th, about 7.8 billion domestic wintering honeybees were dead last year alone. It accounts for more than 16% of all breeding bees. The first reported honeybee colony collapsed in the United States in 2006, appeared in South Korea after North and South America and Europe. And according to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the UNFAO, about 75% of crop species raised by humans rely on the pollination of animals such as honeybees and butterflies. Now, this includes most fruits such as apples, watermelons, and plums. The effects of climate warming have also been proven to be quite significant. Honeybees form bee balls for the winter. They form these hives in order to increase the temperature and reduce the movement of by lumping together, an expert said. But when the temperature suddenly rises, the bee ball breaks. And so the queen bee starts laying eggs and the worker bees go to get food. Then when it gets cold again, you freeze to death. And this is why the disappearance of honeybees was first reported in southern part of Korea. Now, he stressed that diversity should be secured to increase the chances of honeybees surviving. Professor Lee said, "We need to plant more wheat plants such as lime trees and lacquer trees in green spaces or mountains so that honeybees can collect honey from nature," adding, "That way the number of honeybees can increase and immunity can increase." Experts also added, "It is necessary to secure a global lineage of honeybees to create a gene bank or breeding research institute." Well, we've all seen the bee movie and we know what would happen to the world if there were no bees. It's quite scary. So hopefully we can find some sort of solution to this problem. In any case, that was our headline for today. We'll leave you guys with a quick song. Once again, keep sending in your song request. What do you want to listen today? Here's Shawn Mendes, "When You're Gone." You never know how good you have it. Until you're staring at a picture of the only girl that matters.